The Chicago Work, St. Helena, California, March 20, 1906. During the general meetings held here in June 1902, I attended three meetings in the Sanitarium Chapel. I had a decided message to bear to the people. A heavy burden rested upon me to make a clear statement of the principles that should be followed in our medical missionary work. I was very thankful that Judge Arthur was present to hear the message that the Lord had given me. I asked the Lord for help and was assured of His presence. On the third morning, Judge Arthur came in a little late. After I had finished speaking, he rose and bore his testimony. He said that he had felt very tired that morning and had told his wife that he would not attend the morning meeting. But afterward, he felt impressed that he must attend, and he did. During his remarks, he said, "I could not rest till I had come to this meeting, and I am so thankful that I did not miss it. This message will be a great blessing to me. I have heard the very things I needed to hear." He bore an excellent testimony, and we were all very much pleased with the words spoken. Shortly after the meetings closed, Judge Arthur and his wife spent part of a day at my home. We had much pleasant and profitable conversation. Among other things discussed was the matter of the representation that had been given me of an expensive building in the city of Chicago, used for various lines of medical missionary work. I related how that when I was in Australia, I was shown a large building in Chicago, which, in its erection and equipment, cost a large amount of money, and I was shown the error of investing means in any such buildings in our cities. At the time that I saw this representation, scenes that would soon take place in Chicago, and other large cities also, passed before me. As wickedness increased, and the protecting power of God was withdrawn, there were destructive winds and tempests. Buildings were destroyed by fire and shaken down by earthquakes. I saw the expensive building, above referred to, fall, with many others. As I related some of these matters and described the building that had been shown me, Judge Arthur said, "I can tell you something in regard to that building. A plan was drawn up for the erection of just such a building in Chicago. It seemed to be necessary to our work. It would have cost considerable money. Brother William Loughborough, of Battle Creek, drew up the plans, and several men occupying responsible positions in the medical work met together to consider the matter. Various locations were considered. One of the plans discussed was very similar to what you have described. Some time after this, I was shown that the vision of buildings in Chicago and the draft upon the means of our people to erect them and their destruction was an object lesson for our people, warning them not to invest largely of their means in property in Chicago or any other city, unless the providence of God should positively open the way and plainly point out duty to build or buy as necessary in giving the note of warning. A similar caution was given in regard to building in Los Angeles. Repeatedly, I have been instructed that we must not invest means in the erection of expensive buildings in cities. In a letter that I wrote to Dr. Kellogg, dated October 28, 1903, I spoke of this matter as follows. "Repeatedly it has been shown me that in many cases you have worked upon minds to undermine confidence in the testimonies. The evil leaven that you have placed in these minds has destroyed their faith in the principles of the truth and in the testimonies. Since the reopening of the sanitarium, you have placed this leaven in many minds, and it will do its work. One thing that can now be done to undo this work is for me to present to our people the testimonies as they have been given me, that others may not go on undermining the faith of their associates. They must not be left to retain impressions that have been made on their minds, as, after receiving a testimony of reproof from me, you have said, 'Somebody has told her these things, but they are not so.' Over and over again, you have told others how I once sent you a testimony reproving you for erecting a large building in Chicago before any such building had been erected there. In the visions of the night, a view of a large building was presented to me. I thought that it had been erected and wrote you immediately in regard to the matter. I learned afterward that the building which I saw had not been put up."
When you received my letter, you were perplexed, and you said, "Someone has misinformed Sister White regarding our work." But no mortal man had ever written to me or told me that this building had been put up. It was presented to me in vision. If this view had not been given me, and if I had not written to you about the matter, an effort would have been made to erect such a building in Chicago, a place in which the Lord has said that we are not to put up large buildings. At the time when the vision was given, influences were working for the erection of such a building. The message was received in time to prevent the development of the plans and the carrying out of the project. You should have had discernment to see that the Lord worked in this matter. The very feature of the message that perplexed you should have been received as an evidence that my information came from a higher source than human lips. But instead, you have over and over again related your version of the matter, saying that someone must have told me a falsehood. When Dr. Paulson showed me the location that had been secured for sanitarium work at Hinsdale, I was thoroughly pleased. For this place answered to the representations that had been given me of places that would be obtained by our people for sanitarium work outside of the large cities. Time will show that such properties as this can be used to far greater advantage than buildings in Chicago, for the wickedness of Chicago is as the wickedness of Sodom and Gomorrah. It was also represented to me that there were other places near Chicago, but away from the city, which the Lord would have His people secure. There are souls to be reached. The message must be proclaimed. This is the light that has been given to me. I have been given a representation of the preaching of the word of truth with clearness and power in many places where it has never yet been heard. The Lord would have the people warned, for a great work will be done in a short time. I have heard the word of God proclaimed in many localities outside the city of Chicago. There were many voices proclaiming the truth with great power. That which they proclaimed was not fanciful theories, but the warning message. While the solid truth of the Bible came from the lips of men who had no fanciful theories or misleading science to present, there were others who labored with all their power to bring in false theories regarding God and Christ. And miracles were wrought to deceive, if possible, the very elect. I heard the message proclaimed in power by men who had not been educated in Battle Creek. Among those who were engaged in the work were young men taken from the plow and from the fields, and sent forth to preach the truth as it is in Jesus. Unquestioning faith in the Lord God of heaven was imparted to those who were called and chosen. All this, said my instructor, is a parable of what should be and what will be. For the present, some will be obliged to labor in Chicago, but these should be preparing working centers in rural districts from which to work the city. The Lord would have His people looking about them and securing humble, inexpensive places as centers for their work. And from time to time, larger places will come to their notice, which they will be able to secure at a surprisingly low price.